We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're starting 8 lines from the top. We learned the Mishnah, it was a little bit of a cryptic Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that a person made an Eved, a Apoiteki, La'acherim, and someone was Meshacherim, and the Halacha is that the Eved's not Chayiv Mikra Adin, but to pick an Olam, he gets a Shtar Shechur, and he has to pay for it. Rosh Hashanah says, Ein HaKais V'al Meshacher. So what's Pshat in this Mishnah? So the first Pshat was Rav's Pshat. Rav says that the story was that the Rabbi Rishon, which means the Loive who set this Eved aside for the Malva, he's the one who was Meshacher, the Eved. And really, that's really Meikar Adin, there's nothing to do about it. The Malva said he's going to collect from this Eved, who's Maskim. And Lemaisa, Shechar Mashkir Deshiva, so really nothing should happen. But Lemaisa, the problem is that the Malva is going to go over to the Eved and say, you're my Eved, really. You know, you're my money, really. So therefore, we have our stick and oil, and we make the Rabbi Sheni, which is the Malva, to give a get shechur, and we also tell the Eved, you write money, you're going to owe money to the Rabbi Sheni, because you want him to be happy. And that's what they do. Shemuel says, no, the Meshacher, which is the Loive, he's responsible, because he was Mazik, the Shibud of his friend. He was Mazik, the Shibud of his friend, and therefore, that's why he has to pay. He has to pay for it, and not the Eved. That's what Shemuel holds. Who gets the money?
Who pays the money?
The Loive, the Rabbi Rishon, pays the money, not the Eved. The Rebbe didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Because the Rabbi Rishon already wrote a get. They're not going to write a get again. He wrote the get. He wrote the get shechur. The second one wrote the get shechur. Not everyone. For you, Rav means, yeah. Rav holds. Talai Kamashim holds. Yeah. I just want to say, Rekivega has a kasha that Rashi says, what's the problem? You can say, Avdiyat, Rashi, Yerti Laz Albonim. Rekivega asks, Telachayra, Eved that marries Bas Yisrael, Vlad Kasha. There's no Laz on the children. Eved that marries Bas Yisrael, Vlad Kasha. It goes, what's to the mother? So really, it should have said lies on the person himself saying it's Eved, not about his children. That's a Rashi B'lai B'shver. Says maybe it's a pogum. That's the pshat. Maybe it's a pogum. That's the reason. Al kaponim, the Gemara here. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. First mahalach in the Gemara. That is the first mahalach, which is Rav's mahalach. Ula is going to say a new mahalach in our Mishnah. Ula Amar Mishichru, who freed this Eved? Rabbi Sheni. Now, really, Shura Sadin ain't Eved Chayiv Kluma Mitzvahs. The Eved is still a full-fledged Eved, which means not Chayiv and Mitzvahs like a Ben Chayim. Because really, he's the Eved. Elam, pay Tikkun Olam, Shrei Yotzlov, Shem Ben Chayim, Kaifas Rav Rishon, Rav Rishon, Ben Chayim. Let's clarify what the case is. Case is, again, that he made this Eved a Paitiki, and the Rabbi Sheni said, you know, you're really mine, because I'm going to be collecting you, so here, I'm freeing you. Really, until he collects the Eved, it's not his. But here, he freed him. So since now, there's a Yaitza Hashem Ben Chayrim on this Eved, therefore now we force the first rabbi to make him a Ben Chayrim. But he has to pay for his Domov, A'oit V'malachayv, Rashi says, which means like this, that let's say the Eved was worth $2,000 and the loan was only $1,500. So really, the Loiva was planning giving cash. He just did with a Paitiki, it was an insurance policy, this Paitiki, that if he doesn't have money, you're going to collect from here. Here, the guy went ahead and freed, the Rabbi Sheni freed the Eved, and because of that, I have to free the Eved, so I'm losing money. So the Eved writes the extra, A'itvim al-Achayiv, the Eved writes, I owe you, Rabbi Rishon. He doesn't have to write the extra $500. You know who pays for the extra $500? The Meshacher, which is the Rabbi Sheni who did the Shechur. The math was that the Chayiv was $1,500.
Right.
And the Eved was worth $2,000. Okay. Now the Rabbi Sheni went ahead and freed the Eved. Now really that's nothing, because he doesn't own the Eved yet.
Right.
But because of Tikkun Olam, that there's a Shem Ben Chayim on this guy, we make the Rabbi Rishon free him now. So now the Rabbi Rishon took a loss of $2,000. His $2,000 Eved is gone. And really only owed $1,500. So there's $500 that's missing here. So the $500 is paid by who? So the Tanakhama says, who pays the $500? The Eved himself. And according to the Shimon Gamliel, you know, pays that $500? The Meshacher, which is the Rabbi Shane who started this whole thing. He said Meshacher, and because of that, this whole thing happened. It happens to be that the Rishash doesn't love Rashi's Pshat. He doesn't love Rashi's Pshat, and this thing he wants to learn, maybe have paid for the whole thing of Al-Kaponim. Either way, because you can ask like this, Lamaisa, the Rabbi Sheni, which is the second, he's getting nothing out of it. What's Pshat? He's getting nothing out of it. He freed him, so he didn't really free him. It was a really fake freedom. But since he tried to free him, it's like he's being mafkir his money that he was owed to him, and therefore there's no money. Shimon Gamliel says, "Ein kaisel mashach kaisel." The Rishash actually learns that we're talking about here that it's the whole adama of the shtar fitr tanakama. He writes the whole money of the whole value. $1,500 goes to the malve and $500 goes to the leve. That's what Rishash learns. But Rashi learned that. Rashi learns adama means a'id for malachayv. But Micah mythically, Lefi, we learned in the Rav's Pshat, the Machloikis Tanakam Shimon Gamliel was about Mazik Shibud Shel Chaveira. But according to this Pshat, what is the Bir Machloikis Tanakam Shimon Gamliel? But Micah mythically, but Hezek Shay Nikka mythically. Ma'asavar Shmehek Hezek, or Ma'asavar Shmeh Hezek. If you think about it, this Meshacher was not really, didn't really do anything. He just said Shechar. And because of that, it was like a Gairim. It was Gairim that now you have to free the Eved. So really, it wasn't really a Hezek Nicker. It wasn't a Hezek Nicker. It was a Hezek Sheini Nicker. So according to Tanakama, he's not responsible for anything. The Eved will have to pay for the extra $500. Masha'enke, and according to Shem Gamil, he holds Meshacher as Chayiv because he holds that's a Hezek Nicker by freeing this Eved. That was a Hezek Sheini Nicker. It's still Shmei Hezek. Now, Tosis points out, in the first Pshat, Rav's Pshat, where the Rabbi Rishon freed the guy, and they were saying it's Mazik Shibuda. There we call it a Hezek Nicker. That's what Tosis speaks out. Different Maskel Behezek. Tosis says Le Rav the Mukel of a Shichre Rabbi Rishon Choshev Shapa Hezek Nicker. Of a Shichre Rabbi Shein Lo Have Elam Drabon Choshev Hezek Nicker. What's the Pshat? Because in the first one he Taka made a real Shichre. That's a Hezek Nicker. It's a clear Hezek. It's a clear thing. He freed the Eved. He made the Eved into Becharim. That's a Hezek Nicker. Here he just said the word Shichre, which really blowing Hadi and because the Rabbanon said that now because. It looks like a Ben Charim, you have to free him. So that's a Hezek She'en and Nikah. Upon him, that's Rav's Pshat and Ula's Pshat in our Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. Ula, my time, I'll have a Rav. Why didn't Ula say Rav's Pshat? Rav's Pshat was the Rav of Rishon freed him. Amalach, She'eni Rabbi Karisle. If you look at the Mishnah says, Kaifenes Rabbi Vaisas Ben Charim. Who's the Rabbi according to Rav? The Rabbi is the Rabbi She'eni. We're calling him a Rabbi, he's not a Rabbi. He never became the master. So that's why Ula did not like Rav's Pshat. But Rav, my time of Makula, Amalach, Sheni Meshacher Karisle. Rashi Gamliel says, "Ain't a case of Meshacher. Who pays for the Chayiv? The Meshacher. Who's the Meshacher? The second guy. The second guy called Meshacher. It wasn't really a Shichur. It was something he couldn't do. Really, he's only allowed to take an oilam. So that's why he doesn't like that pshat. Because that's the two pshatim here, and each one doesn't like the other one's pshat. Itma. Once you mention a paytiki, we'll tell you a lach about a paytiki. Ha'oisis adeo a paytiki la'acherim. A paytiki means, we'll see, there's two types of a paytiki. A paytiki means you set aside a field or a property and say, this is for the chayiv. So what happened was, Reuven borrowed from Shimon money. Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100,000. And Reuven said, you know, that property on whatever avenue, on Fifth Avenue, it's yours. And what happened was, Vishat Venar had a flood and it's gone. It's underwater now. It's part of the Hudson River now. So what's the halacha? So Ami Shapenar, Ami, who is called Ami Shaperna, actually the guy in Shtal Su that in Nida, he's called Ami Verdina, which lost in Avera, the rose. He's very, very good looking. So Ami Shaperna, Rav Yechanan, Seb Shem Yechanan, ain't a guy from Sharon Achasim. If it's Shat Venar, the Malva has nowhere to collect from. He has nowhere to collect from now because his the property of Fifth Avenue is gone, and that's what he made up to collect from. Vavu the Shmuel, I'm a guy from Sharon Achasim, he could collect from all the Achasim. And the Gemara asks, Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Mishum the Ami Shaper Nahu, Amar Shmeitz Lo Shapirim, because Ami is so good looking, he's saying a Shmeitz, it doesn't make sense. How could it be that all of a sudden the Chayiv is Meichel the Chayiv because there's no more property anymore? So the Gemara says, that's not really a Machlekes. Targum Shmeitz, the Amar Le Lo Yehel Chaprain El Mazu. The case where Shotva Nar, that the Malva will be responsible, is a case where you said Lo Yehel Chaprain El Mazu. He said that I only want to collect from this field and from nothing else. That's what they made up. You're going to collect from this field of Fifth Avenue and that's it. So if that's gone, then you lose. That's what Ami Shapena. Mashenkin, Rav Shmuel, the Shmuel is like a regular paytik. A regular paytik is, we want to set this aside. This should be the main place of collection. But of course, if this is not here anymore, you're going to be responsible for somewhere else. And the Gemara elaborates on that type of paytik. Tainai Mahachi. Ha'oisis adeo paytik la'achar v'shot v'nar. Goyvim v'shan achasim. You goyvim v'adhan achasim. Because Lamaise, he didn't say Lo Yelach Aparein El Mazu. Vim Amar Loi Lo Yelach Aparein El Mazu. You only collect from here. Ain't a Goyim Shar Nachasim. You cannot collect from other Nachasim. They make it up. They make up. That's part of the terms of the loan. Terms of the loan. For example, when someone takes a loan from a bank for his house, a lot of times they make that the only one responsible is the house, and that's it. If you get enough money, they can't go take your boat away. They just take your house away. That's it. That's a case of a mortgage. Usually, a classic lo yelach aparein el mazu. The bank gives you a loan, and the house is collateral, and that's it. Tanya idach. I can't take any other property. Tanya, there's another brisa. Ha'isis adeo ha'poitik le'vachoyev l'ksubas isha. If someone makes his field ha'poitike, his property ha'poitik le'vachoyev l'ksubas isha, goyev m'shan ha'chosim. You collect from other n'chosim. What does that mean, goyev m'shan ha'chosim? Rashi says, we'll come back to this, but what does it mean, goyev m'shan ha'chosim? Rashi says, k'loimar, if he wants, the loivik can sell this property and you collect from other things. That's what means, goyev m'shan ha'chosim. Shum gil me'aymer, by Isha, you assume automatically it's in lecha parayin el mezu and you can't sell it because it's not a derech of Isha now to find the other properties that I have a lien on. It's not her derech to go running to Bezdin and trying to figure it out. This is the property, that's it. But the Balchoyv, it says, goyiv mashar nechasim. So how does Rashi learn? He can't sell that. He cannot sell the apartheid because in the case of Isha, cannot sell it. He cannot sell it. It won't, the sale is bottle. Akaponim, here it says by Shar Nachas, you make a paitiki, it says by regular Bachayv, Kaloimam Yirtsa Yimkaras Maichas Elu. You can sell it. Tay says the same thing, Kaloimam Rotsa Maichas Elu. The Ran, on the other hand, says, no, it means if he sold it, then gave him Shar Nachasim, because he wasn't loyal to the zoo. But not that he allowed to sell it, there's a lien on the property. And the Pella is a free Rashi, if on Taysa, you allowed to sell it, so what is the paitiki doing? What's the point of a paitiki? He's saying, there's a paitiki you can collect from here. The halacha is, if he wants, he can sell it. So what's our paitiki then? You hear the kasha? What is our paitiki? What is the maila paitiki? Moshe, tell me, what's my... He said like this, I have a property on Fifth Avenue. Here, you can collect from it. Then the next day he goes, he sells it. That, it says, Rashi, you let us sell the katrilo. What do you mean? Right, shikhar, special halacha. Shikhar is mafkir de yeshiva, special halacha. Heck the shikhar and chomets mafkir de yeshiva. Here's loyach praying al mezu, you couldn't sell it. So what here you let us sell. Rashi, you let us sell it. You go to Rav. Could I sell my property? He says, sure, you let us sell it. So the Ran says the case was that if you sell it, then it works. That's what the Ran says. Ran says, kolayim em makro v'sova tanakam, kolayim im makro v'sova tanakam v'machuro. The muslim makadach v'machuro. That's how the... And zok the Ram, Rav Shimon Yosef, l'gabi isha ain't a mechura. That's the v'lachar afizeh. The Rashi is saying gilad haselach tila. What exactly in the world is the ma'ale of apaytiki? So Tosis Rid asks this question. Most Gemaras have Tosis Rid printed on the page. Tosis Rid asks this question. It's a very simple question. So he has two terutzim. One teruz is yeshloimar the lahochi osi apaytiki yishim loy machra v'gam l'shat v'nar. If he doesn't sell it and no shat v'nar, ubalik v'eschayv minakarka. He says, you know what? He has all the karka. So the lawyer says, you know what? I like the Fifth Avenue property. Take a different property. He says, no, what are you talking about? I get that property I want. Even though that's idiot, and that's the best location, you can't push him off. That's the mile of apaytiki. That's one shot. Another mile of apaytiki is that the halacha is, if someone dies, when you collect from the yarshim, you collect from zaburis. Here, you collect from this apaytiki. That's the mile of apaytiki according to Rashi. According to Ran, it's very simple. I can't sell it. According to Ran, the mile of apaytiki is that you could either, you always get that property before the other properties. And that's, by the way, you're saying two types of paitikis. One of paitikis is stama paitikis. There you can sell it if you want, the firashi. And the other paitikis is lo yechapreil mazu. Then that you can't sell, and that you only collect from that.